Welcome to the Social Entrepreneurship and Regional Development Podcast. Each publication in our journal is a great opportunity to share significant innovations contributions to a larger field. My guest today is Kathleen Burke from the School of Management at the University of Buffalo. She recently published an article entitled City of Social Saints, the role of place in driving impact entrepreneurship in Turin, Italy. She co-authored this paper with Alisa Seidel, Daniel Torcia, and Laura Corazza. It has been published in Entrepreneurship and Regional Development, a journal edited by Taylor and Francis. Kathleen, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Can you tell us, what is the origin of your paper? Why have you decided to address this particular topic? And what is the question you aim to answer?
Thanks. The inspiration for the paper came from another paper that was published in 2019, Small Business Economics, authored by Alessandra Colombelli, about the entrepreneurial ecosystem in Turin. When I read that paper, it offered a unique perspective on the governance of entrepreneurial ecosystems and how those can change over time. So it struck me that this city and this particular case was something to explore because it, in the way that it's described, it started off as a hierarchical governance model with a few different key anchor institutions. And over time, it's become much more horizontal and egalitarian in the sense that there are many different stakeholders governing the ecosystem. So what started as an ecosystem paper took us on a journey to investigate both the individual perspectives on entrepreneurship and how those form into collective forms of organizing. So not necessarily just new ventures at the ecosystem level, but really the types of organizations that fall into many different sectors, which is why we came to frame the paper with the impact entrepreneurship concept.
What are the main contributions of your paper?
Yes. So we set out to understand exactly the question posed in the seminal impact entrepreneurship paper from Gideon Markman in 2019 about e pluribus unum. So how do many stakeholders, individuals become one context where there are solutions to grand challenges through entrepreneurial mindsets, activities, and forms of organizing? We wanted to contribute to understanding how this works, and how we did that was by drawing on the embeddedness perspective in entrepreneurship, which is well established also in entrepreneurship and regional development with special issues recently that helped us immensely, but looking at community embeddedness specifically. So if individuals with a sense of place have a sense that they care for that place, how does that translate into connecting beyond the individual level and coming together with a vocation and a volition to really do something and get something done? So that means using the resources of place and benefiting from their knowing the place and knowing their place in the community, and then coming together through entrepreneurial mechanisms to draw on resources that are available. So we saw our contribution as making it a step below the aggregate level of, okay, there are many organizations across sectors that are contributing to startup support and programs to benefit new ideas that could be social impact related, which is happening there. But really to go beyond that and say, we want to know how the individual agency coalesces into collective value creation. So what we found was that people have a volition and a vocation. So at the individual level, they have a vocation to do something positive. And at the community level, this becomes activated through drawing on their position within the community. So it was super interesting to be able to traverse the place literature, which tells us that entrepreneurs can use place and their knowledge of how things work, but also the community embeddedness literature, which speaks to, really the problem-solving element of social impact entrepreneurship, which is necessary to pool resources across sectors, but to also have a way of coming at problems from different angles, not just for profit.
What was for you the main theoretical or maybe methodological challenge or challenges in addressing such a question?
So because we offered this multidimensional perspective, we have place, we have community embeddedness, we have impact entrepreneurship, we needed to see what was different about impact entrepreneurship as opposed to just social entrepreneurship or sustainable entrepreneurship. And what we found was that the impact entrepreneurship literature talks about collectives in a sense that cohesion at the community level is the holy grail, so to speak. So we need that to be somewhat cohesive if we're going to have solutions to these vexing issues in social or environmental or economic nature. So with the context of this case study, we had a way to see that this was actually happening on the individual point of view, where they were speaking, our informants were telling us about their perspective on community and about their perspective on the social and solidarity economy of the place, the social impact ecosystem, which is well documented, you know, in their policy sphere, but also in all of the nonprofits and NGOs and entrepreneurial service organizations that we had the benefit of meeting. So it was a challenge, but also an opportunity to not just put these literatures together, but to say, impact entrepreneurship is helpful because if we back it up and look at individuals talking about it, we can understand that it's deeply intertwined with their care for the place. And not just their care for the place, but their calling to actually be responsible to do something. So I think because of grand challenges getting aggregated into, you know, the global level of the climate change and inequality and humanitarian crises and so on, to see that in the focus of one city that has a deep history of legacy institutions that have been caring historically for the poor, for people in difficulty in different walks of life, that made it a little bit more clear to us that maybe impact entrepreneurship can help us explain not just grand challenges globally, but at the local level.
During your research journey, what was your biggest surprise or maybe the most counterintuitive result?
Yeah, certainly what was interesting in doing this type of entrepreneurship research is when the focus of the research process is not about startups, but you're essentially talking about supports for entrepreneurship, it's really interesting to hear from informants about how their roles in relatively larger organizations are so critical for supporting the conditions where entrepreneurship can emerge. So with that comes a challenge of, you know, framing the paper of, well, what can we learn from this indirect angle that we're approaching this context? We're hearing from organizations like banking foundations that have extra money to deploy to the venture space. But we're not hearing about the venture ideas directly, or we're hearing from policymakers that have a certain emphasis on coming together with other European cities of their of peer networks like Barcelona or Amsterdam to compete in a friendly way of who can, you know, do the most for social impact in their city, which includes new business models. So I think the challenge there is to understand that the act of being entrepreneurially is entrenched into established organizations. And what we learned from this particular study was that the history of doing something for people in the who share the city streets, you know, who share the neighborhoods and the markets and the history and all of the beauty of the place, and to be more open-minded of, you know, what types of organizations need to happen. So one really great example, and it has a geographical element, is the Piazza dei Mestieri, which is translates to a craft square. And it is actually a square. And they in that square, there are many different activities for youth and just young people in general that would be vulnerable to unemployment. So addressing that structural issue by offering vocational training also requires a business model that's essentially funded by one of these banking foundations. that has a history of being in this northern Italian region of Piedmont. So we had a perfect storm of organizations that had a precedent for going above and beyond their regular activities to really think about structural issues that were afflicting the place. And that is a challenge in the sense that maybe this was a very special case. So that's what we had to deal with, and deal with our own bias of, you know, we really like this place and we care about it too. So we obviously want to tell this story. And I had the benefit of being there. So really getting to know people and hearing why they're doing what they're doing, which maybe doesn't translate to other locations. And maybe it can be an inspiration. But of course, it would take different varietals.
What are the main contributions, implications of your work for entrepreneurs, managers, policymakers, practitioners in general?
Yeah, that's a good one, because going back to this E Pluribus Unum idea, there is a sense of risk around fragmentation. You have so many, hundreds, thousands of organizations that pop up to address certain issues. And when I think about someone else reading this paper in a different city, or even applying it to where I currently am, where we're trying to build an ecosystem for the semiconductor industry. So the level of coordination that needs to happen for a social impact economy to take off to the extent that Turin's has, I think is pretty remarkable. So what stands out as a contribution is that the mentality of having this vocation that's ingrained in how people talk about the place and how they talk about entrepreneurship also gets cascaded into policy. So there are policies that support business models with an explicitly social aim. So that's a good incentive and maybe something that other cities could think about implementing if it fits. And there's also a sense of, you know, not erasing the past. Of course, the problems of today look different, but some similarities exist. So, you know, in Turin, they had a lot of history with the Savoy dynasty that created, you know, different dynamics of class and social structure. But then they also had a rich industrial history with the automotive industry, which also, you know, created employment, but also created some frictions and ultimately some vulnerabilities when Fiat essentially moved its operations in recent years. So thinking about where are the access points where organizations can fill the gap where when systems break down and there are vulnerabilities of that system to where people can suffer, what types of organizations can fill in and how do those become economically viable organizations? So where are they getting funding and do they have the buy-in from people at the community level who say, wow, we really support this because in our community, then people come together and people connect. So that's what we were seeing with, you know, some other examples of organizations, particularly social fare, which is means like do something social or to do social impact. And that is a social innovation organization that is deeply intertwined with the this idea of a vocation to do something, but also, you know, talking to them there. There was a need to get the financial sector on board. They needed private sector to also be okay with this being, you know, part of the economy. So thinking about, you know, linking together and creating a narrative around the place. So even some of the programs at the government, there's Torino Più, which is like more of not just more in a quantity sense, but, you know, more togetherness, more connectedness. And there's another one, Torino Proxima, which is just proximity, coming together, but also soon. Let's do it now. So a sense of urgency. And I think that maybe, you know, without being too clever, other policymakers in other places could think about what actually gets people motivated. And this was happening with students who are seeing a window for them to actually differentiate their interests because it has a social aim. And I think to have that platform is super specific. And of course, it's not perfect, but to have the space to do that seems like something that other stakeholders in other ecosystems might consider.
Thanks a lot, Kathleen, for participating to our show and presenting your paper entitled City of Social Saints: The Role of Place in Driving Impact Entrepreneurship in Turin, Italy. All our podcasts are available on entrepreneurship-ed.com and on the main podcast platforms.
Thank you, Vincent. So fun. Thanks.